You ever sit there and question like why you do the things that you do? Why do you make the decisions? Why do you do the stupid things that you do? Why do you drive the car that you drive? Why are you not where you want to be in life? Or why are you where you want to be in life right now? We're going to talk about the number one driving force in all of those things. It is so powerful. So let's dive in with today's life hack. Find the moment. You know, I'm not really a car guy, but a few years ago, I got actually really, really excited about a car. I bought a Tesla. Now, I'm not like this big electric fan or anything like that, but I absolutely like loved the innovation that was built inside of the car. It was really consistent with the things that I love. I mean, I love cutting edge technology. I love what technology can do to improve and help your life. Well, of course, when I bought this car, I looked at some of the benefits. I mean, we buy emotionally, right? And we justify those decisions logically. So the logic side of me was saying, hey, I want to buy this car because it gets like 200 miles to the gallon electric, for example. And of course, that's what I told my wife. Hey, honey, guess what? I want to buy this car because it's so efficient. It's going to save us a ton of money. In about 72 years, we'll have this thing paid off just in the savings from gas alone, right? Teslas definitely are not cheap, especially the first one I bought 4 or 5 years ago. Well, because of that, that's what I told her. But what I told myself and the reason why I actually bought the car was because it was awesome. It literally drives itself. You don't have to, you can put an autopilot and it'll take you where you want to go. It updates like an iPhone. So anything that you do with it changes and it's always like updating, improving, and literally they'll make it faster through over the air updates. It has some super cool, fun features. And that's why I wanted the car. But I told my wife that it was because of all the savings and look how efficient it is, right? Which of course really wasn't the reason why. Why? Because we buy our emotions. But let's take it a step further. Why are you making the decisions that you make? Why do you drive the car that you drive? Why do you wear the shoes that you wear? Why do you have the purse that you have? Why do you dress the way that you do? We're going to talk about all of this because today's life hack is so, so powerful because it goes to the core of decision making, it goes to the core of change, and it goes to the core of explaining why you do what you do. And when I understood this a few years ago, it was so, so powerful. I never forget the day that I learned the six basic human needs that Tony Robbins talks about. He talks about four basic human needs, basically, that are needs of your body, right? And then he talks about two basic human needs that are needs of the spirit. So there's in total six of them. And they're things like safety and security, right? That is a basic human need. If we don't feel safe and secure, we're never gonna leave our house, for example. But if we never leave our house, we need another basic human need, which is number two, which is variety, right? Variety, as they say, is the spice of life. Interestingly enough, human need number one and human need number two actually conflict with each other. Too much safety and security means you're not gonna have variety, which means you're gonna be bored. Now, I put much more stock in variety than I do in safety and security, which I think a lot of guys do too. Women are the opposite. They usually put more in safety and security. Have you ever heard your wife say, I don't feel safe or I don't feel secure or whatever that might be? I've heard that before. And generally speaking, variety is second. Not always, but sometimes. But there's one human need that is one of the most powerful driving factors. And there's something beneath this human need, and that is this absolute need for us to feel significant. It drives so many of our decisions, good or bad. Now, beneath that is essentially the number one driver of all human behavior. You wanna know what it is? You wanna know the big punchline here? It is your identity. Now, I know that sounds simple on the onset, but if you dive into it, you realize how it affects everything that you do. You drive the car that you drive because of your identity. In other words, the belief that you've created in yourself. In other words, what your standards are have everything to do with what your identity is. You know, for those guys that are driving Lambos and you see them online all the time, why are they doing that? Because of significance, right? It's sort of their identity, or at least the identity that they want to be known for. And I had somebody say, well, wait a minute, like, I don't want to drive a Lambo. You know, I'm a soccer mom. I drive a minivan. So really, I don't really care about what I drive. I don't care about identity. And I would ask them like, well, why don't you drive a Lambo? Would you ever drive a Lambo? Well, heck no. Well, why would you ever drive a Lambo? Because I'm not that way. I'm not going to spend money on this Lamborghini that's waste this money, and I don't want to look like that to the world. Whoa, identity. In other words, her identity was she wanted to be, her identity is the soccer mom that drives the minivan, and that's okay. Our identity works in everything that we do. Now, I know this statement sounds really, really simple, but I'm going to say it anyways. And I put a post on Instagram just the other day about this. You will live who you believe you are. You will live who you believe you are. There are two powerful words in there, live and believe. Which one comes first? If you think about it, what comes first? Well, it's obvious. Belief always comes first, right? Because if you believe you are something, you will live that way. In other words, you're living consistent with who you believe you are. In other words, consistent with your identity. But here's the problem. Thinking about this, if you shift who you believe you are, everything will change. In other words, your decisions will change. Ultimately, your decisions over time define your destiny. So your destiny will change. I mean, if you are thinking you are one way and all of a sudden you started thinking like you're going to be a totally different person, do you think that would entice or create a totally different set of decisions that you would make? And if you make different decisions, will that actually change the destiny of whatever it is you're making decisions on? Well, of course, right? It's really simple. Here's the thing about most of us. We go through times in our lives where we're stuck and don't know how to get out. Most of the world lives like that 9-to-5 job, right? You go to the job at 9 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you leave at 5, and that's really it. You go home and you watch TV, you hang out with the family, you go to bed, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Occasionally, twice a year, you'll go on vacation. That's terrible. So many are stuck and don't know how to get out. Now, here is the key. Here is the life hack that I wanted to talk to you about that is so powerful. And this is probably the most powerful life hack that I will ever talk about. There's different ways to talk about it, but it is so powerful because it will change everything that you can become in the future and every decision that you make thereafter, and ultimately how you behave every single day for the rest of your life. Here's the key. First off, you need to get rid of those limiting stories that are keeping yourself small and really define who you want to be. Like, look at yourself in 5 or 10 years. Who do you want to be? Not what do you want to do, but who do you want to become? And then shift to who you believe that person to be even before you become it. Now think about that. If you are able to start believing you are something even before you are that person, that's hard to do because everything around you is going to tell you, no, you're not that person. For example, if you have $1,000 in the bank and you keep telling yourself that you're going to be a millionaire one day, so you start believing that you are a millionaire today, even though you have $1,000 or $10,000 in the bank, that's going to be pretty hard to believe. But some of the most incredible achievers set their goals and start acting like they've already achieved them. And they talk about their goals as if they've already achieved them. If they want to become millionaires, they start acting like a millionaire. If you're a business owner and you're at $1 million and you want to get to $5 million, here's the problem. Your identity is keeping you stuck at $1 million. If you're never able to get past it, there's something about you, a belief that you have that's not allowing you to move forward. There also is probably strategy and other things. Yes, I totally get it. But the business owner that's making $5 million versus the business owner that's making $1 million a year, they're probably making very different decisions and they're thinking in a very different way. Because if you were thinking like a $5 million business, you would already be there. Or a $5 million a year income earner, you would already be there. So think about that. So if you were able to start making decisions based on who that $5 million business owner would be now when you're at $1 million, how would that change your business? And ultimately, how would that change your life? And here's the crazy thing about belief. Once you believe it, it immediately becomes true for you. That's scary, by the way, because once you have something that's negative in your life or a false belief and you start believing it, it also becomes true for you. But if you believe, if you want to be somebody that can change the world, you start believing you're that person today, even though you're not yet, but you do it today, ultimately, what's going to happen? you're going to start acting like that person. You're going to start making very different decisions. You're going to start becoming like that person. And all of a sudden, your world opens up to you. Why do you currently live the way that you do? Because it's consistent with the identity you've created for yourself. In other words, who you believe you are. Again, the decisions you make, the way you talk, the way you act are all driven by this greatest force in humanity, identity. It drives all your behavior. If it's consistent with your identity, you do it. If it's not, you don't do it. Or at least you might try it if you're trying to change, but you'll never be consistent with it. Because if you're trying to change and you can't, it's because something in the identity that you've created for yourself is keeping you from it. In other words, to put it another way, it's about your standards. Your standards aren't there. So because achieving your goals, as you know, and I talk about this all the time, and it's not about what you are doing. It is all about becoming. You must raise your standards because you don't get what you want in life. You always will get what you tolerate. If you're living paycheck to paycheck and somehow magically you can't break that, but also you're not going under that, well, guess what? You're tolerating it. What if you were to raise your standards? If you're making $100,000 a year, what if you raise your standards and say, I will not tolerate making less than $150,000 this next year. I will not. And all of a sudden, you change your beliefs to a $150,000 income earner every year, and you change some things about your life, and you shift your identity, what's going to happen? If you truly believe that, even when you can't see it, which is the hardest thing to do you think you'll become it? Absolutely. So when you want to make big change, first shift your identity to become, and the path to achievement will open up. Remember, you will live who you believe you are. And once you believe you're something, you'll then become it. If you've ever read Atomic Habits, I love the book. It's an incredible book. And James Clear is the author of that book. And if I'm sure for those of you that have read this book, it is a game changer. If you want to like change your habits and really break things down into simplicity, it is the book. It's about tiny changes over time make a massive result. And I've read it several times. It's probably been 2 or 3 years since I've read it, but I've read it several times and it was an amazing book. Well, one of the things he talks about there is he always knows whether or not a former smoker is going to quit or go back to being a smoker by one simple question. And he asks them, do you want a cigarette? And if the answer is, no thanks, I'm trying to quit, he knows that they will always go back to smoking. Why? Because trying to quit is an action. It's a doing, just like most of us when we set goals. We try to do, right? But when he asks the same question to a former smoker that's trying to quit, and he asks the question, do you want a cigarette? And they say, no thank you, I am not a smoker. That's the person that's quit. Because I am not a smoker is an identity. I am trying to quit is an action, is not an identity. You see the difference? Like, I'll never forget when I became an Iron Man. I've talked about it before, but when I became an Iron Man, I became an Iron Man. I didn't go run a marathon and bike 112 miles and swim 2.4 miles. No, I didn't set myself out to exercise every day or to try. No, I became an Iron Man in my mind before I ever crossed the finish line and heard Mike Riley, the famous Iron Man announcer, say, Eric Sorensen, you are an Iron Man. And I'll never forget when he said it. But he didn't have to tell me that I was an Iron Man when I crossed the finish line because I had already become an Iron Man several months before when I was training, because I changed my identity to being an Ironman competitor, and I was an Ironman competitor, whether or not he absolutely said it. I was not out to go for a jog or for a bike ride or go for a swim. Because when you do that, when you're just taking an action, it's really hard to be consistent with it. Until the action is completely interlaced with your identity, it will never happen, at least long term. That's why 92% of Americans break their New Year's resolutions by week 3 of January, because they make it about doing. I want to lose weight. Okay, great. If you lose 0.2 ounces, you just hit your goal. It is, I want to go to the gym more and work out. Okay, well, if you want to go to the gym more, great, you'll do it, and you'll do it for a few weeks, and you'll end up stopping it, unless if you turn that thing that you want to who you become. So instead of going to the gym, become a bodybuilder, become an athlete, change your identity to I am an athlete. By the way, once you start believing this, start talking like you are it. If you want to be a $10 million a year producer in your business, start talking like I am a $10 million producer. And you will watch things unfold to you that you will not believe. It is crazy when you make this shift in your identity, how things can change. But also, you're holding on to parts of your identity that are also keeping you playing very, very small. There are things in your identity that are keeping you from making changes that you need to make in order to become everything that you want to be. That's why you have to be absolutely clear about who you want to become first, and then also take some time to write down, who am I today? And start listening to your decisions. When you have resistance, when somebody is asking you to do something and you have resistance, well, what happens there? Why are you resisting that? Because it's probably not consistent with your identity that you've created for yourself. You're the only one that's created this identity. Yes, I know, by the time you're 7 years old, you have so much already bred into you, and we basically form most of our values and opinions by the time we're 7 years old, and we try the rest of our lives to either change them or improve them depending on the environment we grew up in and depending on our parents. My wife over the last few years has really talked about becoming a Chick-fil-A franchise owner, right? I don't know anything about Chick-fil-A other than our kids have worked there before, and they have an incredible organization, as you know, and they're one of the most successful franchises in American history, if not in the world. They're crazy amazing at what they do. And it's an interesting difference between the other franchises, because you basically apply, I think there's like a $10,000 fee, and they choose you, they build the building, and you share the profits with them. So it's a very low barrier to entry versus most franchises, where you have to pay $100 or $200 or even $1 million to be able to get into the franchise. Very different. The difference is, however, that I think there's 30, 40, 50,000 applicants a year. So it is like almost impossible to get in. So my wife has applied several times to see where it goes. And she always wanted to do that. She's wanted something that she could really focus on. And the other day, the applications would get rejected, which is pretty typical, and so you submit another one. Well, she said, why don't you submit one? And I said, okay, I'll do that. And I told her that just to be like, okay, well, I'll get to it. And I was going to do it, but it wasn't like a big thing for me. And then she called me the next day and said, did you do it? And I'm like, no, I'll do it this afternoon, right? And I meant it, but I didn't do it. Then the next day she calls me and she's like, why didn't you do it? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was tired and blah, blah, blah. I had tons and tons of excuses. And she's starting to get a little bit angry at me. And then I finally did it. Then I started asking myself, why didn't I do it the first time? Because if you really want something, you're going to do it. If something's consistent with your identity, you're going to do it. And you're probably going to do it right away. And you're not going to have your wife call you three times in order to tell you to do it. And then I realized, the reason why I was pushing it off and making excuses is because it wasn't consistent with my identity. That's her dream, not my dream. My identity is being a business owner, a coach, an entrepreneur, a content creator, an influencer. That's my business. My business is marketing and advertising, running teams. That's what I love to do. That is my identity. Yes, I can do some of those things at that franchise, but that's her dream and her identity, not necessarily mine. So yes, while I still did it, it took a little pushing because it wasn't consistent with my identity. So if something isn't consistent with your identity, you're just going to simply procrastinate. Look at the things that you are resisting and ask yourself, well, wait a minute, is this the right thing? Or is this just because it's not consistent with my identity and I need to change my identity? And I can tell you right now, changing your identity is one of the hardest things you will ever have to do. Changing your beliefs, changing your values, changing your standards, and improving them, not digressing, but improving, is one of the hardest things you will ever have to do. I did it about 3.5 years ago. I had to reinvent myself completely after I hit rock bottom, and oh my goodness, it's launched me to where I am today, and I'm still every day working on becoming. For those of you that know me, I work very, very hard on doing that. Well, I hope today's podcast was helpful. Every single time we do a podcast, I try to really give insights and lessons and stories, but also some type of life hack. Remember what a life hack is. Life hack is essentially you owning life, you owning the things that you're not good at and improving them. It's you becoming. It is you really essentially getting on the path to becoming everything that you want to become because you know you're not there right now. And this is going to be a lifelong pursuit. Life hacking is about that. It is about knowing who you really are and getting tools, strategies, tactics, things like this that can help accelerate your achievement towards who you want to become and the things that you want to accomplish in life. That's what it's all about. Yes, it's about business, but it's also about life, because business is life for most of us. Life is business for a lot of us as well. But all of these principles apply whether or not you want to lose weight, or whether or not you want to become a better friend or a better husband or a wife or mother or father or brother or sister, whatever it might be, improve your relationships. The art of becoming, if you can master that, there are no limits to the potential of who you can become and the influence that you could have on hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. Wow, that's powerful. All right, I hope today's podcast was helpful. We will see you in the next podcast.